Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Ron Ananian.
Where do I start? Do I, you know, punch the ticket, run the clock, and start a $375 diagnosis, or do I just take it for a ride?
The Car Doctor.
My God, when the suspension system fails on one of those, it's 10 grand. You know, it's a Land Rover.
Yes.
We're not
it's
talking.
It's British.
Right. We're not talking about a Toyota Camry. We're talking about a Land Rover.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
We have a busy hour for you, so we're going to do a couple of things real quick here. First of all, down around the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Ken Miller. Ken's coming in to talk to us about Northeast 24. The Northeast Trade Show down at the Secaucus Meadowlands here at the Secaucus Complex in Secaucus, New Jersey. The Meadowlands Complex, Secaucus, New Jersey. The annual trade show that's the biggest in the East and actually one of the biggest in the country, second only to SEMA. So Ken will be stopping by to do that. I want to talk a little bit about sometimes it's simple in auto repair real quick. 2013 Volkswagen Jetta in the shop this week. You would think how simple and how hard could this be both at the same time. The customer asked for wiper blades. All right. Well, Volkswagens are a little tricky, and it seems like that customer that comes in for the oil change just when you least expect it. For my pros out there, you know what I'm talking about. At the last minute, they say, hey, can you get a set of wiper blades for me? Depends on what you stock, right? Sometimes not everything is everything to every vehicle. Well, we called up AutoZone. We went on AutoZonePro.com like you would expect us to do, and we were able to find a set of Peak Silicon Plus wiper blades. And in the time that it took for us to do the oil change, they had them delivered. And nice to know that we put a nice set of Peak Silicon Plus on it. Plus, AutoZone got them there in time. And AutoZone Pro, AutoZonePro.com, saved the day again. And it just goes to show you that sometimes simple becomes complicated, becomes simple again. It all depends on your parts house and your ability to look at it online, especially something like AutoZonePro.com. Let's get to the garage. Let's get to the garage doors. Let's get to the phones. And let's go to Matthew in Tennessee, 14 Kia Forte, I believe that is, with a 2-liter and a check engine light. Matthew, you're on. What's going on, kiddo?
Ron, great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, my car threw a 1326 code?
Right.
For the knock sensor?
Yep.
So it's got 203,000 miles on it. It's a great running car. I've had it since new. My wife pointed out one day when I was leaving for work that it had a little bit louder knock that she heard, a little bit like a clicking sound. I checked it out the next day. I didn't really hear anything at idle, but that day when I was going to work, sure enough, it went into limp mode. So I got it back home. I've got a couple of choices now. I either sell the car as is for $1,000 or $1,500 to somebody that might be able to fix it. I take it into a repair shop because I've already contacted the dealership. They're suggesting putting in a remanufactured engine.
Yep.
I asked, since I'm going to be doing that, why not do a transmission at the same time? Because it's got the 203,000 miles on it.
Yep.
So I don't know the life of the transmission yet. They're saying that they can do that for $7,200 out the door. I guess my question is, what is the reliability of the remanufactured engine? I know you really can't answer that because it really depends on the day of the week, the mentality of the people that are putting it together.
Yeah, let's break this down into simple terms. First of all, I believe what you're going through, Matthew, is, you know, what Kia and Hyundai both are famous for. They've got this campaign going on. The last I looked, it was PI2002A, and it talks about first thing they're going to do is a software update to the engine, and they're going to install software that's going to change how it looks for and detects knock. Well, you're already past that point because your engine already has sound to it. This is a known issue, known defect with Hyundai Kia, where the engines are failing, and you got quite a bit of life out of it. To go to 200,000 miles, they typically start somewhere in the 90 to 130,000 mile range. And you
right.
know, Kia Hyundai is replacing engines under warranty, not at your mileage. Or I will say it like this. I've never seen one replaced at your mileage. Most of the mileage warranties end somewhere around 140 to 150,000 miles. It also is dependent upon, did you buy the vehicle certified pre-owned, or have you owned it since new, or did you buy it used from somebody on an outside source? So
I bought it new, so I'm the original owner on the vehicle.
Okay. So your question to Kia, if it hasn't been already, or did Kia mention to you that, yes, these engines are problematic, that, you know, they do have known issues and they are replacing them under warranty, but you're out of warranty, or did that conversation never come up?
Yeah, well, when I contacted the dealership, the service manager, very knowledgeable, and we talked about it, and I brought up the fact that, you know, with these rod bearings, he said that particular motor, the 2.0 liter, was rated out to 150,000 miles.
Right.
So he said they're really not going to do anything with you past that.
Right.
Now, I've heard from other people that since I do my own oil changes religiously at 5,000 miles, but still, that's going to come into play when, you know, and realistically, it's 203,000 miles.
Sure.
I can't complain.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
I paid $13,000 for the car.
Right.
And it's run wonderfully for 9 years.
It's an inexpensive car. It did its job. Yeah. All right. If you started to calculate $13,000 over 9 years, everything it's done for you, you're ahead of the game. So let's jump ahead.
Yeah.
Let's assume, dangerous word, let's assume there is no warranty, because I don't think there is. So,
right.
you know, now do you replace the engine in trans? Do you go 72? Let's call it $7,500 into a 9-year-old vehicle.
Yeah.
You know, it's 9 years old. At what point, you know, in other words, you're doing this to get another 9 years out of it, or another five. You know, do we think you get...
Well, and here's the thing. Here's the thing, even with if the car was running wonderfully right now, Kelley Blue Book is only at $5,000 for the car.
Right.
For a private sale.
Right. Well,
so I'm going to put $7,500 into this, and the warranty on the engine is only 12 months, 12,000 miles. Now, I understand that if there's going to be a problem, it's going to happen within the first few thousand miles. But still, you would think you would get a better warranty. And I've heard you say it on the show. Why don't they warranty those?
Right. Why don't they give you more? You know, if this was a 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty, then it's probably worth a roll of the dice, because $3,000 a year or $2,500 a year to drive that vehicle, that's cheap, right?
Right.
But, you know, I always try to weigh the value of the company I'm dealing with, the longevity of the part I'm replacing, and where am I going from here? So let's go the other way. Let's take the $7,500 off the table. You got $30,000 for a replacement used car?
No. And everything I'm looking at in the price range that I would like to stay at is, it could potentially be somebody else's problem.
Right.
That I'm assuming, and now I'm going to have to put some money into that car.
Right.
Now, granted, the Kia Forte does not, you know, give you tingles when you're driving it. I mean, it's a great car. It's got a little pep to it. It's a two-door. It's somewhat fun to drive.
Right. It's transportation.
I've had some BMWs in the past that have been wonderful.
Yeah, it's transportation.
They're actually fun to drive. Yeah.
So
that's what I'm kind of laying out.
What's the budget, Matt?
Realistically, I mean, I could do $20,000-$25,000 on a car.
Okay.
But I'm doing an 84-mile one-way commute every day.
So why don't we
I'm
do this?
A lot of miles.
Yeah, why don't we do this? Why don't we jump down to the local Toyota store just for giggles? What is $25,000 buy us in the way of a Corolla? Let's go look. You know what? Knowledge is power.
I've heard a lot of good things about Toyota, but honestly, when you close the door, they're tinny.
Well,
and that's, you know, I mean, call it weird, call it, you know, idiosyncrasy, whatever. But when you're just closing the door, I want to hear a solid door close. My Kia has got a solid door.
Really? Close. I was going to say, you think that Kia closes the door better than the Corolla?
Yes. Yes. Believe it or not, it does.
I'll have to pay more attention. Pay more attention. Of course, you're talking about a model year 14 car versus what might be a model year 20 or 21 car.
Right.
So, you know, things change. But, you know, this is a matter of economics. I'm hesitant to put the $7,500 into the 14 Kia just because the warranty, the availability of parts, you know, I mean, I've got 1,000 things on the back of my mind. You know, I'm thinking about that 2021 Corolla. If you can find something for $20,000 or $22,000, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it doesn't exist. You'd have to go see what the market's like. And if you can find that, and you go to 200,000 miles out of that with the way you take care of a car, I think in the long run you're better off and you're safer.
Okay.
All right.
You know, and the other thing with the remanufactured engine, I understand that when Kia was producing them, they had the rod bearing failure. Now, for whatever reason that was, with the new remanufactured engine, all the internal parts are brand new versus a rebuilt where they're just kind of taking parts off of your engine.
Right.
But are those new parts going to be better quality? Did they address all of those known issues that Kia had, or are they just continuing to have those problems?
You would hope so. You would hope so, right? And then again, it doesn't matter because they only have to warranty it for 12 months or 12,000 miles, whichever comes first. And at the rate you drive, it's going to be out of warranty in a year one way or another.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 4 or 5 months, I'll be at 12,000 miles.
Right. So just curious. You know what? Get down to go do some shopping. Call us back. Let us know what you want, because I bet you half the listeners want to know, you know, what would they do? And I'd be curious to hear what they would. But I'm telling you, I would really think hard about doing something for that $20,000-$22,000 range, and then getting out of the Kia and just, you know, count your blessings. You're ahead. Time to move on. Let us know what you end up doing, Matthew. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether it's a little red Corvette or a Yugo, you've come to the right place to get that car fixed. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's go to Bill in Michigan, 05 Chevy Tahoe, and some questions about a whistle. Bill, you're on with the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Well, after about 1,500 miles on a new engine, I developed a whistling noise. Originally, I thought it was kind of a squeal, might have been the serpentine belt or a pulley going bad, but we've gone through all of that, and it is more of a whistling noise. A couple mechanics have looked at it, spent some time, you know, with their stethoscopes trying to pinpoint the noise, and they've come up empty-handed. The more I think, but I mean, it's an airflow of something, but there's no vacuum lines to speak of. And so I'm wondering if maybe it's this aftermarket Spectre airflow system I have that maybe there's a hole in the boot or this elbow that's on that. It's usually at colder temperatures.
Is it engine or trans, Bill?
It's engine.
Okay.
It fluctuates with my, you know, when I press on the gas, you know, if I'm going down the road, going faster, it's a little louder and then backing off. And then after a while, it goes away and then it'll come back. But like I said, it's usually during the cold temperatures.
Has nothing to do with hydro boost, the wheel straight ahead or turned or when the brakes are applied. It's there sitting still, started up in the driveway. It's going to make the noise.
Yes.
Okay. And it's not from the dashboard. It's got nothing to do with the heating system. It's clearly out under the hood.
Absolutely.
Okay. Get a look at GM bulletin or preliminary piece of information 3086A, whistle noise from the throttle body area. And they talk about running changes to the intake manifold, I believe it was. And I'm wondering if you've got one of the wrong intakes. You know, or did you reuse your intake?
I believe it did. I mean, it was a new engine block, it was GM certified block when we got the new engine, and just transferred parts over. And actually, both of these mechanics has checked the throttle bottle area, and you know, came up blank on that as well. But if there's some sort of a discrepancy with the wrong one, I don't know how that could have happened.
Yeah, I don't. If they reuse the original one, I don't see that either. So then the last question, if you take the belt off, is the noise gone?
I don't know. I wasn't around when they changed the belt to see if that happened.
Because there was an issue going back. I remember I had a couple of these strange complaints. We're going back. This is an 05, so we're going back 10 years, where the water pump was making this noise. And it was in front of the engine. You would swear it was throttle body, intake manifold area, but it was actually the water pump itself. Disconnect the belt. Does that change it?
Okay. Well, that's something to look into for sure.
All right. And see if you can get your hands on, if you want to just read about it, see if you can get your hands on PIP 3086A, and maybe that'll jiggle their memory. You know, they talked about a noise off idle, accelerating, light pedal, that kind of a thing. It was a whistle noise from the throttle body area.
Okay, well, I'll do that. I appreciate your help.
All right, sir. You're very welcome. Yep. So let us know what happens. You're welcome. Yes, Bill. Let us know what happens. Not a problem. Take good care. Yeah, listen, sometimes it's just a matter of that, guys. It's you know, you got to look for the ridiculous and the obtuse. And sometimes that's the hardest part of all this. It's just a matter of finding what, you know, there's always an answer. I don't care. There's always an answer. We had an 11 GMC Savannah in the shop this week from another shop, and we were just helping them do some work to it. We were reflashing the PCM and giving it back to them, and of course I had to do some testing because I was just curious for my own sake. And I ran through my filthy five, and nothing I did could prove was wrong. Everything, this truck would basically misfire on the right bank. And the shop is working through the problems, and we're just trying to, you know, help them along. And we found also that there were issues with, you know, there was issues with the PCM. There was issue with the right side cylinder head. Long story short, late on Friday, we had given it back to them after doing the computer and the software update, because that's what they had asked us for. They called us to tell us that they found the right side ignition coil bank wasn't firing properly, wasn't receiving proper voltage once the vehicle warmed up. We still don't have the final answer as far as why it's doing that, but at least they have a direction to go. And my point becomes, sometimes you just got to work the problem. You got to start thinking, you know, what are we missing? Going through the obvious or the not so obvious, and eventually coming to some kind of a diagnostic conclusion. And I think that's what's going to happen here with this, in this case, Bill, with this Tahoe, that, you know, there's a diagnostic conclusion here somewhere that you have yet to find. So, you know, it's there. You just got to go digging. So, hey, coming up next, Ken Miller. You know, we talk to the guys over at AASPNJ every year, and they're running, again, the Northeast 2024 trade show down at the Meadowlands in Secaucus, New Jersey. 2 weeks, I think it is. And Ken's going to stop by and talk to us a little bit about, well, you know, as the auto body industry and always evolving, and the trade show always evolving, just some good conversation to be had. So stick around. Come right back. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We'll see you on the other side.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say "free this week" into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. You know, every year around this time of year, it's a rite of passage here in the Northeast, and it has been for so many years. And we get to do this each and every year. Sometimes it's the same individual. Sometimes it's someone new. Ken Miller is new to us. He is the owner of 821 Collision in North Haldon, New Jersey. He is also the current elected president of AASP New Jersey. And he's here tonight to talk to us a little bit about, well, the auto body industry and what's been going on with him, and also about Northeast 24, which is coming up in 2 weeks down at the Meadowlands Exposition Center in Secaucus, New Jersey. Ken, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. Happy to have you.
Thanks for having me on, Ron.
You're very welcome. You're in the body shop business, right? Collision business. You're on that side of the counter. And it's always good to talk to the body guys. So your problems, you and I have the same problems, sort of, kind of, as shop owners. We're faced with a lot. But what in the last couple of years has been what you've seen transpire to what's helping, what's hurting business right now?
Probably the biggest thing that we see and we deal with is all of the changing technology, the advent of advanced driver assistance systems, radars, LIDARs, camera-based systems, all of the things that people come to rely on to keep them safe. And those creature comforts that they like, you don't have to turn your head anymore to find out what's behind you. You're looking at a camera or a TV on your dashboard. You're driving down the road and keeps you in the lane or warns you when you cross over the lane, the emergency braking, stuff like that. All of those things require really, really precise calibrations and understanding of how those systems work and function, the way they function with other systems that you may not think they involve. It's a really, really complicated thing as opposed to yesterday when we drove the cars ourselves.
Right. And somebody brought you a car because the fender was crumpled. You know, the fender was crumpled on the car 20 years ago versus today. That car, the car 20 years ago got, putty and paint. Right. And, today that car may be totaled. How many computers are in that fender? And I get, there's an interesting question, Ken. So do you feel or do you see cars getting totaled more today in this day and age because of the technology that's in them? Is it actually hurting the ability for them to be repaired?
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely impacts it. You'll have a car that's, just a couple years old. Like, for instance, a radar module in the front of a car, if it gets damaged in an accident, that radar module by itself may be $2,500.
Wow.
So you tack on that $2,500 plus the calibrations that are required on top of that, it can easily total a car that's, to the layman, especially when you're dealing with regular people just driving a car, they look at this and they go, that can't possibly be totaled. And you know what? In some instances, it doesn't look bad at all.
Right.
But, yeah.
And it just is the electronics, the calibrations, as you say, the repair procedures, the process. It's sort of, people will say to me, hey, Ron, I've got this bumper that needs to be painted. My wife, we put a scratch. And I'll tell them, look, I'm not a body shop. You got to go to a body shop. What do you think it's going to cost, Ron? My guess is always it's $1,000, $1,500 to paint anything today, right?
Yeah.
And that alone just sort of sets people off. So you can't imagine if there's body damage and what's involved there, especially if you get into the technology. To the technology side, Ken. So for our shop owners that are out there, for the guys that are doing the body work and the collision work and the mechanical stuff, right? Because the mechanics will show up to this too. Northeast 24, what's going to be there? What's the education that they're going to receive to help deal with all this kind of technology? Because there's an awful lot of events going on there this year, as always.
Yeah. So So for this year, we've got a great slate of educators that are coming in. The nation's best presenters coming to talk about all kinds of things. Future trends, ADAS, the certifications, the consolidation of the market, like we're seeing a lot of these small shops go away in favor of, you know, large consolidators. Just a host of different things. And that's, we're running that, during the show is Friday to Sunday. And we have Dave Lure with Elite Body Shop Solutions coming in early to do a presentation on knowing your numbers to get the shops really up to speed on running their business like a business.
Right.
And I believe that to be important.
Oh, I think running the business like a business, you know, one of the things I learned very early in my career was I could be a very good mechanic. I have to be a better business person and, you know my numbers. So it really becomes critical. And Northeast has never disappointed in the classes that they've put on. You know, it's been a while since I've been there because I'm embarrassed to say I'm always working on Saturday. And by the time Sunday rolls around, I'm sleeping. but, you know, the last few that I was at, it was interesting, right? There was, and I'm sure you're going to have it this year, the welding booth, looking at how welders worked. You know, there's usually a tire machine vendor or two there showing the latest in tire machine technology. There's always a couple of spray booth guys. There's some frame machines. It's staggering the amount of vendors that show up with the type of equipment that show up, and it goes up like a carny ride and it comes down like a carny ride real quick. Yeah. And fast, right? It starts Friday night, or no, Thursday. Thursday's move-in. Friday's the first day of the show.
Correct. Thursday's move-in, and we have that Dave Lure presentation, and Friday night starts the show. This year, it actually, you know, touching on what you said there, not only do we have the vendors there that do have some of their stuff set up that is actually functional, where you can test a welder or so, like you say, but this year we have the Bodywork Bowl, which is our second annual, and we get technicians that come out and get to, you know, see how good they are compared to their other neighbors and stuff. So it's a fun time because they get to actually test their abilities and see how they do against their peers.
So that's kind of interesting. So we're going to try and cultivate and, you know, help everybody get to see where their skills are at and then improve their skills, right? Because we always all of us always need our skills to be worked upon and improved. What's the I see in my notes that were sent to me the 5th Annual Young Technician Awards. What's that all about, Ken?
So a couple years back, 5 years, we teamed up with Utica. The Utica Insurance Group was kind enough to give us a grant. And what we decided to do with that grant was try and promote some young technician and get them a tool set for what they were going to do. And give them a jump start, because we all know how much it costs to start out buying your tools and you know, trying to borrow a tool from somebody in the shop just really isn't a thing or not easy. And this was a great way that we found that we can get a young technician started with their tool set. So we give them a small toolbox, roll around type toolbox, and some tools to fill it up. And we do different stuff throughout the years. But it's really been a success, and I'm really happy to be a part of that.
What do you think, you know, Ken? I'm not to put you on the spot. If you're starting out, right, you go to a trade school, you learn basic body person, collision person, 101, and then you come out and you buy a basic beginner toolbox set of tools. What's it cost? Any idea? Rough numbers?
You can spend thousands. I'm sure you're in the same position. Yeah. I am. I'm still a technician. I still do it today, and I still buy tools every week.
Right.
But for somebody to get started, even if they're just going to do some basic disassembly, reassembly, that sort of thing, I bet you're going to spend $5,000 easy before that.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. I was going to say 5 to 10. Right. By the time you get a decent box, and and then it's always growing. It's just a continued process. Hey, Ken, let's pull over, take a pause. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about recycled rides, what that's all about. Maybe you could just kind of touch on Dave Kindig of TV's Bitchin' Rides is going to be there as well, and maybe talk about his day what we could expect to see, and all the other things that are going on down there at the Meadowlands Exposition Center, Secaucus, New Jersey, the weekend of March 15th. I'm here with Ken Miller. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We'll both be back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back, listeners. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, still here with Ken Miller from we're talking about Northeast 24. Ken is the president of AASPNJ. He's also the owner of 821 Collision in North Hailden, New Jersey. Ken, when we pulled away, just real brief, I want to cover everything in the remaining minutes we have. Recycled rides, that's something you guys did this last year, it's gone on for a while. Just talk a little bit about that. That's sort of a feel-good kind of a program that AASPNJ has going on.
It is, yeah. And the National Auto Body Council, together with a bunch of other people, basically rebuild a car, and they give it to a deserving person. Last year was, I believe, a military vet. And it's just really cool program where we get to positively impact somebody's life.
Yeah, isn't that great, right?
Yeah.
Clearly a feel-good, which we kind of need in this day and age, to offset some of the things we hear on a daily basis. Dave Kindig of Motor Trend TV is going to be there, correct? Talk a little bit about that, and what do you think he's going to be talking about, or is he just going to be in the booth on the floor? How could people get to see him or be in contact with him?
Yep, definitely on Saturday is the day. Dave has Can Dig It Designs, Bitchin' Rides on Motor Trend TV. Cool show if anybody's ever seen it. And he really does some really great stuff, over-the-top stuff. And I believe he's going to have one of his vehicles there as well. So not only to see him, but they'll get to see some really cool craftsmanship.
And I guess get to talk to him and, hey, Dave, how did you do this?
Yeah, sure, he'll be signing.
Yeah.
Signing autographs and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah,
cool,
he'll be there
like
talking to people.
Yeah, sort of get to touch the stars. Let's go back to, I want to just touch on Bodywork Bowl, the collision repair skills competition. So, it's kind of a neat idea, right? Because, and I should ask you this question, how big of a problem is it cultivating body people? Problem?
We're not unique. Like right now, like all the trades, right? Everybody is having challenges is trying to get great people into the industry, and we're all doing our thing, trying to target young people and schools and everything else to get just people interested in the trades. And it doesn't necessarily have to be our trade, right? But we want to get them interested in the trades. But Bodywork Bowl is a cool competition. Welding, painting, and estimating, and they're different. different components of each, but you get to see, you get to watch these guys that are actually using these AI kind of paint guns, you know, where they're painting into the air, but it's really not painting. But you know, they're visually seeing this. So it's just, you know, cool technology, neat stuff, and you know, fun competition between peers.
You know, for somebody, for a young person in high school today, a lot of high schools have done away with shop class, right? It just doesn't seem to exist. So for that person that wants to, if there's any left, that want to be a body person, you know, what's their career path? How will they get to that? To, you know, do they go down to the local body shop, start sweeping the floor, and after 6 months you're going to let them spray something? Or is there a formal education that they can go get at some, you know, post-high school university, so to speak?
So there's a lot of great programs that are coming out. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag too much. I actually was on a Zoom call today about some really exciting stuff that's coming for some young people. But for right now, I would say the best thing to do is get involved with that local shop that these kids drive past probably their whole young life, and stop in and talk to them and see if it feels like a fit. Because there's a lot of people that are really willing to train young people who are the next generation of rising stars, right? These are the guys that are going to be fixing our cars in 20, 30, 40 years. And we're really hungry for having great young kids come in the door.
Right, yeah. And there's always that next, you know, Dave Kindig and, you know, and the others that have preceded him. They're still there. It's not like they're not out there. It's just a matter of waiting to be discovered. And I think that's, you know, that's clearly what has to happen in some form or fashion for the industry to continue to grow, because the technology is only going to increase and the challenges are only going to increase and the opportunities are only going to increase. We just got to have people there to meet those needs and grow with it too. So, sure.
Definitely. These are great. These are great opportunities for young kids. It's not like the dirty old body shop that you knew. Well, they didn't know it, but we knew it back
right.
in the 80s.
Yep.
You know, it's a different thing now. It's more technological. It's completely different. You know, environments are different, much safer, much cleaner. Just a much better environment. And it's a real career for somebody moving forward.
Right. And, you know, listen, some people work in offices. Some people work with their hands. Some people, you know, I still get personal satisfaction of coming home at the end of the day, fixing something nobody can fix, or just doing the day to day, but just working with my hands. It gives me that feeling of completion. And I think that's the people that are out there that are just, you know, they're wandering maybe, and we can help provide them with that direction. And that's what Northeast 24 will do, right, Ken? They can get themselves down to the Meadowlands the weekend of March 15th through the 17th. At the Meadowlands Exposition Center. Where can they get more information, Ken, so that we can increase your turnout and help you guys? Tell
That'd
us.
That'd be great. They can go right to the website, aaspnj.org. Go on there. Northeast is going to be the first thing that they see.
Okay, cool beans. As always, sir, it's always good to talk to you guys, and I'm happy to meet you here on air, and I look forward to meeting you in person. You stay well and have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Ron. Be well.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We are back right after this. Don't go away.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.